Hello, this is Lizzie Thompson, and this is a poem I came across shortly after the Super Bowl. It's called Halftime in the Holler by Jennifer Keener. I have seen this before, not in a stadium, but at a folding table in the fellowship hall, where somebody decides who belongs in the photo and who stands just outside the frame. They say it is about music, but I know the sound of a dog whistle the way I know the creek when it rises, the way minnows scatter before a shadow crosses the water. Bad Bunny sings in a language my papa would not have known, but papa knew hard work, knew a truck driver's hands, knew a mom who taught children their letters so they could write themselves into the world. That sounds like us. Up here in the hills, we do not ask what color a voice is when it carries kindness. We ask if it shows up with a shovel, a gallon of clean water, a promise kept when the river runs high. Yet the loud ones build fences out of flags and scripture they only read halfway through. They sell fear like discount firewood, stacked crooked, ready to fall on anyone who does not look like their Sunday morning. I think about the pantry line, how languages mix with poverty, how queer kids laugh beside grandmas counting out change for an outfit at the thrift store. No halftime show can hold that many stories, but it is the only land of the brave I see. They call it faith, family, freedom. I call it choosing which neighbors get to stay warm. If this country is a game, it is not played under bright lights. It is played in quiet kitchens, in public school classrooms with chipped paint, in a creek too orange for minnows, in a trash bag full of a foster child's belongings. And if the halftime noise gets too loud, I will stand where the hills can hear me and say what Mama always said when she was a little German girl and someone tried to sort people into piles. Love each other. The holler was never one story. Log trucks and church bells, Italian kitchens, black miners' songs, Native American grandmothers teaching us that welcome is a verb. The land was braided from arrivals, from hands that came hungry and stayed to build something kinder. I want a West Virginia where the tap runs clear enough to trust, where the pantry shelves do not echo, where nobody is measured by who they pray like or who they love. A mountain state big enough to hold every neighbor at the table, boots muddy, accents different, all of us belonging to the same firelight.